And we're back.
What's up, guys?
This is Snacks.
This is Milkshake.
And you're on
Guilty by Association.
What? All right, so last few we heard from you guys, we were selling stuff online on the K-Walls.
Yeah, K-Wall is the best brand ever.
Yeah, so how are we doing with our success?
Oh, my God, we're killing it right now. We're killing it. Like, right now, we are wearing shades inside in the studio right now. I can't see shit, but it doesn't matter. I can't see the haters either.
You haven't been able to see your own dick anyway for a long time. Yeah. So what's it matter, right? I wear them at night when I drive. Anything runs across, it's like hitting a poodle on my truck. So it's no big deal.
Got a little speed bumps.
Oh, yeah. Let's introduce our guest here. This is Jessica. What is everyone laughing at? Kate, this is Kate.
Apparently spelled a J, though, you know? Yeah.
Kate, you got to talk closer to the mic.
You know what? I'm so much easier, like broadcast reporting, so much easier.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So let's tell them about Kate.
Yeah.
Kate is a broadcaster reporter. Did I say that right?
You did, yeah.
All right. So these reporters here, they...
We poot all the time.
I almost named my cat Poots.
I mean, if I had a pig, I would name Baconator. So continuing.
All right. Me and Milkshake are a little nervous. She's actually reported on Milkshake before when he went to jail for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was that one time at band camp. It got really rough. I'm not going to lie.
Well,
I guess you bought a fake ID from him then. So, yeah. Anyway, so we do have a reporter in the room, so we have to be careful here. But
with
actually,
what
what we say.
Because we're not fucking narcs or feds.
We're what we do.
Yeah.
That's why Tom hasn't said anything.
Yep, pretty much.
He's just guilty by association, so.
All right, so anyway, we have Kate in here. She's going to promote her new podcast coming up soon.
What's the name of it?
It's called The Ladies' Locker Room.
Ah.
The Ladies' Locker Room.
Locker Room Talk?
Dan, that's the second time Dan got arrested.
In the ladies' locker room.
He had those same sunglasses on from the website for only $69.69.
Whoa.
Oh, that's steep. How much are they on there?
These ones, I think they're like $24.99.
That's not a bad deal.
It's not a bad deal. I mean, they're pretty Gucci 5000, but they're not those ones.
Oh, the ones that I wear.
Yeah, you wear the Gucci 5000 ones.
Yeah, I don't wear things that are plastic. Mostly because if I accidentally sit on them for a second, they just don't even shatter. They disappear.
I mean, I just have like 50 pairs of these, so if you guys don't buy them, I'm just going to collect more and more.
We have boxes full of merch, and we're not even on the top 10 anymore.
We had our 15 minutes
of
fame. Our 15
minutes of fame caused $15,000 of debt.
Yeah. Just maxed out all the credit cards.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time.
Amen to that.
So, last we left everyone, we just got done unveiling K-Walls, our merch site, and we're about to go out and take the new caffeine pills that Tom graciously graced us with that we bought. So, let me tell you my end of the story.
Oh, this is going to be great.
I'll go in the first part. Everything was Gucci 5000.
Yeah.
Everything. We were awake, alert. We were pretty drunk because, as you could tell at the end of that podcast, we were getting pretty shizzy, as some would say. And, so we were taking double shots. We felt great on this caffeine. And then we get to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the dispensary, scene of the crime where you did your last split.
Yeah.
And I go in, and it was crowded, right? Remember the big line? So I walk in, and I'm following your fat ass. Your lovely girlfriend is in front of you.
Uh-huh.
I'm behind you looking like the angry father. And this weird little dude grabs my shoulder and squeezes it.
Oh.
So I immediately go, see, Red, it's on. I'm going to beat you in front of your mother kind of thing. So I turn to look at him and grit my teeth. And as soon as I grit my teeth, I almost shit myself. Involuntarily.
Yeah.
I just go, I'm gonna go over there.
Yeah.
So then I run up to Dan. I look at him. He has this smile on that's just glued to his teeth are clenched together. Sweat is beating down. And that's normal. But what wasn't was there was another weird dude behind him, and he was like hitting on his girlfriend. And Dan's just sitting there smiling. So I go, I go, I'd help you out, but I don't know what's wrong with me. I think I gotta go shit at the bar. He goes, me too. I'm like, this is turtling status right now.
Yeah, dude, it was bad. Like, I thought any slight movement, like any knee-jerk reaction, I would just drop everything.
Oh, it was like sitting there and you had to hold it in.
Oh, man.
You had to hold it. Because if you just let loose for a second, it was let loose. And yeah, it was really.
It was like a slip and slide out of the bar.
Really, we're all sitting there. And I'm like, don't make me laugh. Don't make me laugh. And you know, with us, we can't not laugh. So as soon as he'd go, I go, Dan, scat. Nope.
No, if I start scatting, I'm scatting everywhere.
Oh, I've never held on to something. We decided to go to another bar.
Yeah.
And there's even more people knocked around, and I'm just like clenching the whole time. Yeah. Like, Snacks, why do you look unhappy? Because I'm not. Why? Because I can't shit anywhere on this fucking street. And if I make any sudden movement, my shoe's been untied for 2 blocks. I can't bend down and tie them.
Oh, my God. No. So I don't know if this happens to you, but ever since we got famous, I just keep getting hit on by girls. And, you know, I keep getting molested, but specifically by my girlfriend and her 2 friends. And while we were walking down the street to the next bar, one of them decides it's a great idea to squeeze my ass. She almost lost her hand.
Like, you're in the status of holding it in so bad it creates a vacuum.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Dan, let go of my hand.
If I let go, I'm letting everything go.
Literally, I would like make a sudden movement, and I was like, oh, I'm good. No, I'm not. I'm good. Yeah. I've never had a bad experience like now. Tom, though, his fucking body just...
didn't even care.
Fine, yeah. He shits like a bird, too. He goes, I got to take a piss. It's so fast. We're bloop, done. Yeah. And he walks out. You know, I wish I could shit like a bird, but not. Yeah. No, our side has to unload.
Yeah, no. I felt
why
like
do you
a
say our side, though?
Us heftier men.
We have to put the toilet paper on the seat in a public bathroom. Yeah. Someone goes, oh, don't put the toilet. Just hover.
Oh, there's God, no. Yeah. You know what it's like to hold this weight up? Hovering?
That's what you call like a real squat.
Your legs are shaking. Is that
my legs
in there?
Were shaking.
My knees were quaking.
Oh, and I was loose.
Well, that night we were real loose.
Yeah. Oh, man. But it was a fun night, though, because we were sharing that experience and the entire time in 2 packed bars, and everyone's bumping into you. The girls are getting hit on. You don't know who you're going to get into a fight with. First bar, you remember that guy who was like super jacked and he's just smiling in my direction?
Remember that super jacked guy who you just, he's staring you down angrily and you go and twerk on him?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
And then next thing you know, he's getting his fucking number from him. I'm like, what the hell happened?
I don't
fucking
know.
Fucking wrecking ball, that's what happened, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, dude, it was so funny because this always happens. For some reason, I have too much fun and I'll start twerking jokingly and some dude just comes up behind me and starts twerking and I'm having so much fun. I'm like, yeah, let's do this, man. Next thing I know, we're like 2 inches from each other's lips and I'm like, don't go through. Ah, fuck it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Well, that usually I'm not there for that part.
but it was rough. A really fun night.
Yeah.
Really fun.
Dude, I've never had to hold something in that hard. It was like I was carrying something.
Yeah, try being a girl. You hold a lot of hard things inside of you after a while.
Ayo. Ayo.
Describe some of those things.
Yeah, please.
We used to have this boyfriend. All right. We're not going to go there.
I knew exactly where you were going. And I was about to lead that discussion.
Oh no! You can't stop. Can't stop. All right.
Can we introduce him?
Yeah,
is that okay?
Yeah. That's what we're gonna do. So I have in studio. It's actually his birthday.
Ooh,
so
birthday
we'll try
boy.
Not to make him cry.
Yeah, we'll
we love
best.
Him. His name is Dukakis. Actually, it's Dacus.
Dacus, yeah. Dakinator, Dad Bod Dacus.
Dinkus Doodle.
Yeah, Dinky Doodle.
Yeah, nobody really liked him when he's 23. Thank God today he's 24. We started to like him all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It's been great. Honestly.
Yeah, we actually wanted to hang out
probably
with him.
Probably the best time they've been like with him since.
Dan's 36.
Yeah.
Talking about a prime number there, right?
You old as fuck. You're like the situation of the group right now. Been to jail. We're going to jail. 36. Old as fuck. Only can eat now because he got
definitely
caught too
been
many
to
times.
The Jersey Shore yeah. before.
For tax evasion? Oh,
oh no, that's me. The IRS is just listening. Yep. Just keep confessing.
Yeah.
There's like an asterisk at the end of everything.
So
fine.
Go ahead. So we have Dinky Doodle in the room. He's it's his happy birthday, Dinky.
Yeah, happy birthday, man.
How's it feel?
Sam, I'm feeling pretty good on the 24th.
I can only imagine what the listeners are thinking. You've got you've got one powerful voice, one obnoxious voice, her voice, and then, howdy, boss.
They just think that's Tom laughing and talking at the same time.
Howdy, boss. I'm just happy to be here. Scoop-a-da-bop-bop. Oh, you know what we should tell everyone before we get into the story?
I don't. What?
Tell me.
Oh, we've got a little deal going. Every time Tom speaks.
Oh, yeah. This is why he's so quiet now.
Yeah. So we worked out a deal. Every time speaks, if it's original content.
It speaks. Every time it speaks, Tom.
I don't even have a name.
Every time the bird speaks, if it's original content, we'll give him $1. Every time it's one of our jokes, he's got to buy a shot.
Yeah. Anytime he says one of our jokes that we've heard before or we've said.
See, this
most
should be the
said.
Other way around with the way that I steal jokes from you two.
All right, but this isn't a Groupon show over here. We can't be doing that.
The worst is when he steals one of my jokes or your jokes and he looks at me to laugh at it.
Yeah.
<You're> like, huh? Yeah? Like, no. I said it. It's not funny. Yeah. I've already heard it. You know why? Because it came out of my fucking mouth. He's just like, all the listeners love me because I'm so funny.
And then you read all of our reviews. That Tom guy has got to go.
Wait, more the one that says, more Tom. Just kidding. No, no Tom.
Why do you tolerate him?
Podcast is a good listen, except for that Tom dude.
Keep the bird in the cage.
Yeah, that's what we should do. But yeah, so if you guys hear some original content off of out of Tom's mouth, you can always
Venmo
send
me $1 at Tom _ Abrahamson.
There
actually,
you go.
Everyone just send him a request every time he makes non-original content.
Yeah, send him a request for like $5.
And he'll have to pay it.
That'd be great if it's only $5. Are you kidding
me? Yeah, but it's $5 from every listener, so that's what?
Five?
50,000.
$5. All right, so Kate, continue on. What were you saying?
Something about Dinky Doodle's wiener.
I actually, I do actually have a story about his wiener. So I was recently told that apparently it was hook-shaped. But that's not accurate. Uh-huh. Somebody literally told me. They're like, yeah, your boyfriend has a
wait, hold on,
penis.
Let me stop you there. Yeah.
Did
was
you
it,
not know?
Was it like a hook or was it like a peg hook?
No, I was told that it was like a hook. Like, you know, like a fushing hook, like kind of thing.
Like a sickle.
Was it like a
similar, but
downward
I
sickle
I like,
or
you know,
upward
maybe
sickle?
I've been looking at the wrong thing for a while, but like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
And then, like, I thought about it again. I'm like, no, he definitely does not have a hook-shaped dick.
Was it giving you the thumbs up or the thumbs down?
No, I mean, it wasn't even thumbs. It was, like, a middle finger. That shit was pretty straight. I mean, like, it's a good time. But continuing.
This is a lot for me to handle.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
Nah, keep telling me
we're
more.
Going in.
Yeah. But, no, I was literally told that he had a hook-shaped dick, and I had no idea, apparently.
So then, when you saw it, what'd you say? Oh! It's not hook-shaped. It's a normal penis.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. I'm not going to lie.
Wow.
And then, you know, we ended up dating, and I was like, you know what?
It's not hook-shaped. I'll date you.
It's just chips, you know?
Oh, thank you for that.
Yeah,
I'm
thank
glad
you.
We went there.
Yeah.
I thought we were going
to. Dinkus, I can't even look you in the eye, man.
But happy birthday,
you've lied
man.
To me my entire life.
Yeah, I thought we were going into a testicle story.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's one for him to tell. I mean, I didn't Dacus, go through that
do you
pain
want,
personally.
Huh? You don't want to tell it? Okay, fine.
Yeah, we're going to go for the 25th birthday.
Was it when they blew
one?
Up his testicle in
yeah,
soccer?
Yeah, dude, soccer?
That's what you get for playing a communist sport. testicle blown up by a soccer ball.
And unfortunately, it was the only sport that our team was slightly good at.
Blows up your testicle.
Anyways, do you want to take this to break?
Why are you always the one going, let's go have a break now?
Because I just want to take more shots.
You know what? Next time I'll just have Ashley bring the chocolate bar over to you and feed it to you when you're in between your gasps for air. You know, at this point, from where she is, she could toss it right in your fat gullet from here.
I mean, I guess that's true, yeah.
Break.
While the boys go and have their shots, I'd like to take a moment for a public announcement. By Snacks and Milkshake for Guilty by Association. We are currently looking for a producer. So please, if you'd like to work for no money, but we got beer, hit us up on our Instagram page, Snacks and Milkshake. Slide into our DMs. We're looking for a producer. Also, if you want to write us an original song to be heard on this podcast as our opening song, please send that on over. We're happy to have you. We're taking all content coming in, all the fan mail, everything. We love it. Shout out to Ashley Andrusky of Connecticut for sending a Booze Crew sweater to my cat. That was featured on our Instagram page. Also, if you're not following Snacks and Milkshake, I highly recommend you do, because you'll see a lot of our content posted up there that we talk about here on the podcast. A lot of dance splits and our shenanigans after we're done recording. So once again, that's Snacks and Milkshake on Instagram. Also, don't forget to go on kwalls.shop. That is our new website for promo items. And also anything you like from our favorite brands that Snacks and Milkshake love to wear so much. So once again, follow us, Snacks and Milkshake, on Instagram, kwalls.shop. Like us on iTunes, rate us, comment, give us 5 stars if you think we deserve it. But enough of this. Let's go back to the boys and Kate. I'm sure they're done their shots now. Welcome back to Guilty by Association.
Scabbardy-doo-bop, hippity-bop, hip-hop-ba.
And we're back. I did not even know you were going to do that. Oh, man. So we had a nice quick break. We all were getting some booze in us.
Some tequila.
Some tequila. What else are we doing?
Laxatives.
So Dan was telling us about his experience at Lowe's. Dan, I want you to tell the listeners, because this is great. Sorry I did this. All right, I'll set the scene for everyone. I was dreading the day. It's the day before I have to cook Thanksgiving dinner.
By yourself.
By myself for the first time ever for all of my employees. So I'm attempting this. Anyway, I did what I do best. And while I was about to go out, me and Dan went to this grocery store that had beer at, yeah, at Lowe's, that they serve beer. So it was $2 for high alcohol content pint.
Yeah.
For like 4 hours. So we're like, fuck it. I ended up buying nothing.
Yeah. The whole point of going was for getting food. To get food for this event. We're just like, fuck it. Let's just drink beer.
Fuck it. We're drinking beer like, this is great. We're coming back. We're fist bump high fiving the bartender at the grocery store. He's going, if you drink one more, are you going to drive? Yeah.
I'm going to drink 2 more.
So then afterwards, we decide to go to a bar.
Yeah.
And it was $5 pitchers for like another hour.
Of course.
So we did a couple of those each. And then we proceed to go out to another bar after and live it up.
Yeah, of course.
So next morning, we have to cut to because now I'm panicking. Oh. But let's describe our mornings. I'm hungover.
Yeah.
And I can handle a lot of alcohol, so I'm hurting in the morning. I'm yeah. barely moving. The cat's sleeping on my forehead because I'm not even moving. You had to get up early for what? Yeah. For work?
Yeah, for work. To work.
Tell us. Tell us.
To work my wonderful construction job. Dude, just thinking of this story is making
general
me
laborer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't and, get more Spanish than that.
I have to run a bunch of errands this morning, and then I have to do
pick
a bunch of labor.
Yeah,
pick up the crew from Home Depot. So I have to run a bunch of errands and all this other stuff. And I'm more hungover than I think I've ever been, because I'm the same way as you. I can put down some drinks, and we'll wake up earlier than we're supposed to and be perfectly fine and everything's great.
Something
but today,
about this day.
Yeah, something about this day, something about what we drank, something about what happened, did not sit well. And I was completely hungover. I could barely drive. I could barely look at any type of light, whatever. So I decided, hey, you know what would be a great idea to get rid of this hangover? Eating some delicious Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, one of our sponsors right now.
Yeah, no. No free sponsorship for anyone anymore. Linen diapers, you're out of here.
But I decided to get Chick-fil-A, and I'm like, well, I can't eat a whole sandwich. I'll probably throw up. So I decided to get the chicken minis, those little chicken nuggets with, like, that sugary bread.
Okay, you
toss
them down. Keep going.
No.
We know what happens. No. You toss them down. You went back for seconds. You tried to cut the line and said, I already ordered once. I'm allowed to go right to the front of the line.
No, so this is what happens. I order these things, and I'm like, haven't had them in years. They're probably still delicious. I eat two of them. I get in my car and I start driving. I make it less than an eighth of a mile away.
Listen to listening to my neck, my back.
I think that may have been what I was listening to, actually. I'm pretty sure that was what I was listening to. But anyways, so I'm less than an eighth of a mile away from this place. And I feel this grumble and some tumble in my little belly. Some
rumbling and tumbling.
And my big old belly.
And tell them what happened.
And I had to pull over.
And you had to pull over.
Oh, I had to pull over.
So what happened?
And I got out of the car.
And then what happened?
I threw up. But it wasn't like a nice, satisfying hungover throw
was
up.
Was it
it's
one
like,
of those, turned your head too fast, right into a throw up?
No, I wish it was that. It was one of those where like you throw up a little bit.
Bent over and heaving.
Yeah, bent over heaving.
Where were you throwing up, though?
Oh, that's right. I was right next to a Lowe's, picking up the crew.
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah. So I'm throwing up in this place, and it's not an easy one, so you have to pull the trigger, and I'm crying.
God, what a sight. You're with your mother, and you look over and just see this large, large, stubby dude listening to my neck, my back, like my pussy and my crack.
Just
and he's sitting
up
there pulling the trigger on the side of Lowe's going, oh!
Anyways, so I'm still trying to do that, and this homeless dude on a bike rolls up. I'm like still like pulling the trigger, making the noise. Yeah, just and he's like, "Hey man, you got $5?" And I'm like, I'm in a mood where I don't want to talk, so I just throw him like a couple dollars.
You still paid him?
Yes, I still paid him.
I would have been thrown up going, go away. Hey, you want some? You need some help? Here's advice. Go see a dentist.
So I give him a few bucks, and I'm still throwing up, like having a horrible time. I think he leaves, but he's like, hey, man, I asked for $5. I'm like, fuck you. And as I say fuck you, I throw up the most violent, disgusting, thick puke I've ever thrown up in my life.
10 of those chicken minis you bought.
Well, no, I only ate two of them before I threw up. So then after that, I feel way better. I look at myself in the mirror. My face is all red and blotchy. My eyes are all tearing up. I'm
you look
crying.
Like every old man in Home Depot.
Yeah. I've got a sore throat. I smoke a pack a day. And from there, I'm like, oh, man, I feel so much better.
I'm going to toss those minis.
And I fucking toss those minis and gulp down a Dr. Pepper. or a Pib Extra, whatever
it's called.
So
here's how my morning went. So I wake up in a panic an hour late, realizing I have to cook dinner for like 15 people of Thanksgiving that I've never done before. So I'm calling my mother, thinking, oh, my God, Mom, how much bird do I buy? And she's like, Michael, you should have started this yesterday. I'm like, I did. She goes, then why isn't anything done? I'm like, beer. She's like, did you get drunk in the grocery store? What? Did you get drunk? I was with Dan. You definitely got
drunk in the grocery store.
So I end up going back. And I'm in a hungover mess. I'm angry. I'm mean to everyone who looks at me and smiles. And I go up to the counter. I'm like, all right, how much for the already cooked bird in the window? I will take that. And they're like, it's plastic.
Steal.
I go, can you still eat it? Like, no, look down. There's bags full of cooked birds.
Oh,
so I'm like,
nice.
Ugh. But they're tiny, so I buy two. So I got those, and I need. I'm like, I'm gonna get fucking ham. Those are cooked too. Can't get food poisoning from that.
Yeah.
So I get all this shit, and I'm running back to my apartment because apparently you gotta cook a ham for like 6 hours, even though it's already cooked.
Yeah.
And they're like, you gotta wipe it with this sweet mustard. I'm like, what?
No, you're not wrong. As a woman, I can confer this. All right.
Anyway. The best part is, so the elevator's all backed up when I get back, and I have these giant heavy food items.
Yeah.
Like, fuck it. I have bags. I'm doing the man thing where I carry all the bags at once.
Yeah.
I start running up the steps.
Oh, God.
I'm on floor four. So as I'm going up, I'm running up the steps, hungover. I feel like I'm going to throw up. And literally, one of my arms shoot up higher than the other. So I look down. The ham blew out the grocery bag and rocketed down the fucking steps. It blew down the steps. Like, it was hitting the steps and doing like 10 feet in the air and coming down. And slams against the door all the way down. And one of the people coming in behind me are like, hey, you dropped something. Fuck you! I go up. Now I'm carrying the ham in one arm like a football and two turkeys around my other arm like a purse. Running up. Oh, God, it was terrible. And then, you know, I sat in my house and made gravy.
Yeah.
Drank the gravy.
The gravy boat.
Did you get it through a straw?
Oh, you don't drink gravy out of a straw, no.
I mean, that's how we do it in like northern New Jersey.
We're not from New York.
I mean, I'm close to New York City, but it's more of a northern New Jersey kind of thing. You know, like where we say Taylor ham, you know?
Yeah, of course.
We're definitely like a straw kind of gravy type of people up there. I'm not gonna lie.
You like your gravy thin and rich, right?
Oh, no, it's thick. You got to really slurp
it. Well, that's how I like my women.
I thought you liked them hooked shaped.
Yeah, hooked shaped.
Nah, it's a straight straw. It ain't one of the bendy ones. We're good.
No bendy straws up in here.
Definitely not a bendy straw. We're good.
Anyway, so let's go to Kate while we're on it.
Well, I'm right here.
So we have you on. We want you to promote your podcast.
Yeah, well, starting next week, my friend Victoria and I call her V because my
V.
Yeah,
for
V.
Vagina.
I mean, she does have one of those. We're going to go with it. All right. So, yeah, V for Vagina, kind of like Vendetta. Her and I are going to be starting
like
a podcast.
Vagina, or there's some girls that have a vagina.
That you know, would be awesome.
Vagina.
That's what happens when we have our legs open and our pants are too tight.
No, with my ripped pants every time it splits open.
Dan creates a vagina.
You know, like, we haven't gotten that close to friends yet that I've seen that part, but I mean, we're I don't know if I can say that we're getting there. I don't really know if you ever actually get there until it actually happens.
So tell us, what's your podcast about?
So it's called The Ladies' Locker Room, and it's essentially two girls and one mic. It's a lot of stories about sins and different opinions that we have.
Tell us a sin.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, why not get it? We want to be the first.
Yeah.
I mean, this podcast is full of sins.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Dan was throwing up in front of families and homeless people. Tell us a sin.
I mean, one of the sins we were talking about this the other day.
No problem describing Dacus's penis.
Yeah, now you can't come up
with
a fake sin.
Oh, Dacus, by the way, we got it for the camera. You got to take it out and show everyone. They need a visual.
You got to prove it's not
bullshit. I mean, I'm proud of it.
Time here.
Yeah.
All right, so
no,
go
I
ahead.
Mean, like, I gotta be like the Virgin Mary in front of him. Like, this is my man's. Like,
he's the stinky dude.
Yeah, and then
yeah,
so what? So
he doesn't
next
know
week,
these things about
so,
me yet.
So next week he's not gonna have a phone to listen to your podcast.
Sorry, no, snacks
so
and milkshake. I can't listen to you guys
week by week. So like, I mean, not week by week, but I mean like. Gonna be like every 3 days, every 3 to 2 days, what we're gonna be doing, and
nice.
He's gonna be learning through then, as opposed to learning like you know what I'm sitting
so
next to him right now on his birthday. I don't want to kind of shell shock kind of thing,
part.
You know.
Give us a little taste. Come on,
yeah.
Got a little taste. I mean, I feel
don't
like
you
I
want people
like,
to tune in
towards this?
All right. Well, have you done anything illegal before?
Define illegal.
Against the law to the point where you might be. Federally indicted.
All right. Well, first off,
whatever.
Let's go a little bit lighter.
First off, of course, you're talking to a Hispanic over here. All right, we're gonna get that off the record.
Yeah, well,
on the
knows.
Record, more likely. I mean, we're just gonna put this out there. My mom is an alien.
Yeah,
she is legal now. My Nana just became legal yesterday as a citizen of the United States.
Damn, I was going to call.
Yeah, I know.
I had it on speed dial.
50 years, but it's fine.
You see me in the background of the apartment, my arms folded. It's like that meme with the guy on his phone at a concert. The girl look on his face. Excuse me, I have something to report.
So that's something that you didn't do legal. But
yeah,
parents,
no, I definitely, I was born here. Like, I was hatched from my mother, you know.
Your mother hatched you?
You know, I do think it's more beneficial to everyone if women just laid actual eggs.
Yeah.
I mean, technically we do.
Well, yeah.
Our parents dropped the eggs, like, quote unquote.
It would
cure
world hunger.
Just
I mean, no. People do eat their placebos. That's placebos. Sorry.
No, but here's how I think it should
That's
be.
That's a thing.
Here's how it should be. It should be just like ducks and chickens. You know when they get that look in their eye and, like, and all of a sudden one just blows out their ass. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
For women.
Where's a duck? I mean, listen, that happens so much easier with a duck and a chicken. But I mean, if you're doing with a person takes like anywhere from like, you know, 2 hours to like,
yeah,
you're
but
going
you
49 hours over there with like, you haven't had your child yet. You need somebody's hand to hold.
You
gotta claw your nails into them, you know, really like cry, make them like realize what they did to you.
I'm telling
you. Sit back down, Dacus.
If you guys could just lay eggs like a chicken or a duck where it just plops out and they just look like they took that healthy dump.
I want an egg out of my vagina. I mean, like, it already hurts.
Well, no, you
so
guys would have
like
booty
a
holes.
Certain amount, you know?
Yeah. You would have booty holes where the two holes are conjoined.
Okay, but listen, if you take an egg out of your butthole, you're going to tell me it doesn't hurt?
Well, I mean, if it's like a natural, normal thing, if we were born that
a
way,
a normal
we knew about
egg
it.
Out of your butthole?
Well, you would be able to
well,
do
I mean,
it.
Could
oh,
you
don't see my shits?
let me tell you. Let me ask you. You don't think you could squeeze out a grade A extra large egg from your cooter?
You could squeeze
out of my butthole right now? No.
Baby, like when I was born, you can
I don't
spawn
know when you were born, Max. I feel like you might have been a little bit larger when you were born. I don't know.
No,
I feel like you have that Mario Lopez kind of like big head over
I'm
there.
I'm a code red C-section. They're like, the doctor looks at it. He goes, well, you're only a couple weeks into your pregnancy, but we got to go now.
You know what? 3 weeks too soon. 3 weeks too. Yeah, we're too late already. It's fine.
But really, though, if late, like you could put nesting stations in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
nice nests.
Yeah.
You guys built nests. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Nest,
like straw and everything.
I mean, listen, like we are made for the kitchen. We're women. They don't make nests in the kitchen. That's kind of like a garage
kind
of thing.
Could you imagine like
that's
in
the
corner?
Men's meeting. So the men should be making the nests and then the women just like lay
well,
it
men,
in there.
We could make
I
a nest.
That's a happy medium.
I'd probably order mine from Home Depot or HD Supply or something.
Yeah, I mean, you could go back to Lowe's if you really want to.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't really know if you want
no,
to.
Not
though.
After that defecation.
I mean, definitely not that one. You know, like an adjacent one. Is there one over there?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
5 miles down the road. There's like a Lowe's every 5 miles.
You just call. Yeah, I'll take a nest. Yeah, a medium.
Yeah.
Make sure. No, I want the Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, definitely not by the
I want
Finch
the leather.
Listen, lady, I'm famous. I need the leather one.
Yeah, I need the nice one. What's your most expensive? That much?
All
right, what's your middle of the road? Listen, Dottie.
It's got to go with the Gucci 5000 this year.
It's not too good for me.
Yeah, Tom, what would be your reply be? What would your reply be to that? Go ahead, tell us a joke.
You can't talk
I like
eggs.
I can't.
Jokes.
He's ready. I can't even say what I want to say because it'll cost me money.
And I can't finance it out.
Oh, pay us.
That should be like half a shot.
Can I get a hell no?
I mean, world hunger could be. I mean, eggs, laying eggs are common. Like chickens lay eggs every what? 2 minutes?
Something like that.
So, I mean, if
I don't really think
that,
I've ever actually looked up how often
you keep some, eat some.
Yeah. The only issue with that
you want
is
me
you
to
have
eat
more
my child?
We'd be more
bird-like. My child that I hatched out of my what is it butthole now? We're
well,
gonna hatch him
like
out of there.
Booty
yeah.
hole.
It'd be from
booty
the cloaca.
It's the booty
I
and
have
the
to be correct here. My booty hole.
It's the woo. All right, well, enough of the fucking nesting. Yeah. Tell us more about your podcast.
Yeah. The listeners are just right, like, so what the fuck is going on with these bird people?
So your podcast is about birds?
God, no. I'm actually deathly afraid of birds. Fun fact. Yeah, no, but
no wonder why Tom's in the corner over there,
sitting on the floor
in his little
nest. Just put baby in the corner, but it's fine.
So tell us a sin. We're still waiting.
Oh God, yeah, I really hope that we had forgotten about this by now.
We will stop torturing you if you just tell us one sin.
One sin.
One sin. Ladies and gentlemen, Kate is going to tell us one sin.
All right. So this is one time. It was definitely not a band camp. It was sophomore year. No, it was not. That's nope. The mic did not go there. So what had happened was,
Dang, get the mic out of your ass.
So I just started this new job over at Yik Yak, that popular community app way back when.
Yeah, 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I still have a flag.
I gave out those flags. I was a Yik Yak girl for Coastal Carolina.
That thing, I used to love it because there was a kid we knew we used to always make fun of named Matt Fox. We
name censored.
God, what a man. Name censored.
But we'll have him on the podcast one day, so everyone knows this kid. This kid's ridiculous. I put on Yik Yak. Matt Fox is a wombat.
And I may have actually flagged that a day later. I'm not gonna lie.
For some reason, it spiked up like 100 upvotes. It was like the top.
It was 148, right?
It was something like that. And he comes up, he goes, Snacks, I need to talk to you. I go, what? He goes, Do you know who wrote this? I go, Matt Fox is a wombat. No. And I pull out my phone. I up like it. It's really funny.
But yeah, no, I was dating the serial Yik Yakker. Well, not really dating. We were like seeing each other. And it ended up that we had a break. And after the break, I was like, I feel this guy's been like answering me weird. So I'm going to look him up on Facebook. I start looking up this man's on Facebook. All of a sudden, I see these marriage photos.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You still did.
Okay.
Yeah,
so go
there's the sin.
Here's the sin.
This is where the sin comes
in. I start thinking back and I'm like, okay, so I know that he was a past Marine, so he's a veteran. But I see this woman wearing a wedding dress next to him. And it's been like about a year or two since like I've seen, it's like dated on Facebook about a year or two.
Yeah, since you've seen a dick?
No. But continuing.
Just not one shaped like a hook.
That was one time. That's another story for another podcast. I start seeing these photos of him actually like having like his whole entire like blues on. He's got like this woman next to him wearing all white. And I'm like, this bitch is married. I was like, I done fucked up. And then I start
you
looking.
Already did him.
Oh, multiple times. This is like at least a month in. Yeah.
Dacus is trying. He can't make eye contact with anyone in the room right now. He's starting to shake. He's squeezing her hand. I love you. I love you. I love you.
My not so Christian Catholic face.
His dick may have not have been hook shaped before, but guess what?
I start looking up and I find more and more, and he's actually married to this woman. And then I find more pictures. This guy has a kid.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're a homewrecker.
A child. But here's the thing is that I had FaceTimed this woman that I didn't know was his wife at the time. I thought it was like his best friend.
And you volunteered for a threesome.
No, here's the thing. She was talking to him about getting engaged again. All right? So they were still technically married, right? They had a child together. Child did not live with them. Lived in Tennessee with the grandparents.
Jesus.
And apparently, the mom wanted to get re-engaged to another guy while they were still married.
So is this a sin or not? I'm confused.
Yeah. Honestly, it was a sin because it was technically adultery. In many different forms.
You should, you know what you should have done?
What?
You should just told you banged him on the floor in front of her and his child.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
The worst part is that we were.
That's sin.
Yeah.
I turned him out.
He told me this was his friend, so we were FaceTiming him. Like, we were in bed, and like I just had like a sheet over me at the time.
Yeah.
No idea this was his wife.
Uh-huh.
No idea. Yeah. At all.
That's kind of weird. What'd she FaceTime you about? What was she saying?
She was just like, so I met this man's, and I just really like him a lot, and I just think that like we get together like really,
really
well.
Did she mention like, hey, stop fucking my husband?
No, because he put it on me after like she had just said that, and she was like, "Oh, you're pretty." And I was like, I don't know if that's petty or if that's like a real compliment, but you know, I'm not really good with compliments, so I'm just going to take it.
Bitch, get out. You're about to get murdered.
Honestly, you know, she's in Japan, so it was fine at the time. Yeah. She wasn't going to harm me. I was cool with it.
This story's getting bizarre.
It is. Yeah.
So what double wide did you crawl into? To have
so it was kind of like a, what you want to call a triple wide, actually. It was pretty, wasn't that roomy, but there was a lot of shit in there, I'll tell you that. Yeah.
Yeah, I hate trailers. But anyway, well, that's interesting. I'm excited to hear what you have on your podcast. We're excited to listen in. Of course, it's not going to be as good as us.
I mean,
oh, yeah, no, without
never
a doubt.
Be
yeah.
famous as
you'll
we
never
are.
Be
definitely
top
put
10.
Your expectations down a little bit lower. Yeah.
You'll never have your own clothing line or your own robe.
I can't give any of you guys sunglasses, and I apologize for that. No Gucci 5000s, but.
I also have a bike that's a Gucci 5000 too.
Ooh, hot damn. All right.
Hot diggity damn.
Go ahead, Tom.
Go ahead, Tom. We saw you pick up that mic.
I was going to say, what about the curated doorknobs? I mean, that is like the real winner.
Oh, yeah. Right we already there. Talked about that, though,
yeah.
on the last
that's
podcast.
Our, that's
going to be our monthly subscription box.
Doorknobs.
Yeah, doorknobs. You get a new doorknob every single month.
Yeah, $59.95.
$59.95.
Because you know why? Because normally you get one specially curated doorknob and it costs $59.95. That's outrageous.
I know.
But we give you two.
It's a two for one.
For $59.95 plus an additional $19.97.
For shipping.
Merely an additional $19.97.
And every month, the doorknob changes. Yep. We might repeat the doorknobs, but they do change.
And they might have been purchased, no, sorry, curated, especially from the artisanal doorknob section in Walmart.
Sorry, Section. It's going to be from Target, possibly. We're going to be talking about it later.
Target's got some good shit.
Honestly, I feel like when
except
you say it's Target, it's so much better. Yeah, those fat mannequins. I mean, they make me feel at home. I'm not going to lie.
I was just pan shopping yesterday.
Yeah.
I had milkshake on the phone for a little bit while,
while we were heavy breathing.
We were heavy breathing. We had to hang up. We both had to catch our breath.
I mean, like, one foot in front of the other is rough. I'm not going to lie.
I'm walking. I'm like, God, it's hot out. He's like, yeah, I'm inside. I'm going to catch my breath. Yeah, me too. All right, I'll talk to you later. I got to catch my breath. But I go into the Levi's store to get some specially curated jeans.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's splurging right there.
The first thing I do is walk into the I mean, there's not many aisles. It's one big store with all these jeans. You look at the colors is where I go first. I'm like, oh, look, blue.
Next and aisle, then, a darker blue.
Of course, while I'm there, the guy at the fucking cashier, hey, that's the slim fit. Like I'm about to knock them all over. I look over. Oh, are you talking to me? No. Hey, slip it. Like I was literally about to knock over a pyramid of jeans or something. So I slide on down to the nice way of saying fat thighs and fat ass athletic fit.
Yeah, exactly. That stretch denim.
Means you're pretty sturdy. I try. Guys, stretch.
The second you walk in. Yeah,
these will fit perfect on you. No, no give. I need to be able to hike myself up and get into an Uber.
That's the hardest part of the night. I'm not going to lie.
One time I got into a lifted truck without hiking my pants up first. They literally,
I jumped
into, these things blew off my ass. That's how bad they were. They blew off. But at the same time, this was a while back in college. I picked up a few newspapers for the feral cats that lived outside our dorms.
Feral cats.
Because I had this whole plan. So
I'm
in the back of the truck and everyone's just talking. They have no idea that my jeans are hanging off of me now. Like,
and that you have newspapers for the feral cats.
Wait, what
in
was
the back.
The plan for the feral
wait,
cats?
I'll get to that.
We're getting, I guess
I'll
we're
get to
that.
But I mean, I ripped these pants so bad that the rip went down my leg all the way down. I look like bell bottom.
But how far? All the way to your ankle?
Almost.
Oh my.
These were some designer jeans. Once you infiltrate a designer jean, the whole thing unravels.
That is a whole new designer and it's yourself.
So I immediately couldn't talk at all without almost laughing or crying. I couldn't tell. And I got out of the car and I had to wrap myself in the newspaper and wait by my door while my roommate stole my keys and wouldn't let me in because he thought it was so fucking funny.
Oh no.
So But anyways, the feral cat, since everyone's wondering now, we couldn't just let that fucking go, could
I
we?
Mean, that's kind of like an important detail. You just said feral cats.
Well, he just wants to educate them on the latest news.
On the feral cats?
I was the paper. I was stacking them up. I'm like, I'm going to take one in. Because for some reason, Coastal was rounding these fucking cats up and gassing them. So they're like, oh, we're doing a feral cat relocation. No, you're fucking not. Yeah,
You're relocating them to my house.
I watched them round them up, put them in the back of a truck, and the truck opened back up again, and they rounded more up. Yeah. Fucking, they gas those cats.
Oh, God.
You better, you know, and you better not feel bad, because don't let me get into my story about your house with the cats.
Oh, yes.
I fucking walk into this kid's house, and I have Prima Wampus over here, and she's the love of my life. And I walk in, I go to Dan, to Milkshake's father. I'm like, oh, you have cat balls. You guys have a pet cat? And he looks at me and goes, yeah, and starts laughing and walks away. I go, Dad, you're feeding the cats outside. He goes, and I look over, I notice, I'm like, there's no real cat food in here. I'm like, this fertilizer.
No.
I'm like, you're not. And he's like, just don't ask questions. Yeah. Fucking murderer. I'm all happy, and then I realize it's just fucking.
No, wait, Dan, did you actually find like dead cats around, or like?
Well, I mean, we found a bunch of stray cats that kept hanging around the house, and one of them just had kittens. We're like, we can't have
did
these kids hanging around.
Monster.
They're lowering the property now.
Are you a mom a murderer?
My mom, yeah, she's definitely a murderer. I mean, she bought it all. She bought that, the fertilizer, like some lavender stuff to kill him.
But you had no take in this, is what you're saying.
I have to edit this out.
So, this is all your mom was supposed to do.
No, no. The best part is, while she's at Lowe's or Home Depot getting this stuff, like, she doesn't know what to tell the dude, because, like, everyone knows you can't just kill household pets.
Even kill crabs.
Yeah, yeah, you can't.
Without getting in trouble.
Yeah, so, like, you can't, like, kill
crabs
anything
need to
anymore.
Go.
And she goes up to one of the employees.
Not me anymore.
Miss Sin. You know what comes with sin? Crabs.
It was one time.
Crabs
continuing.
And herpaderps.
So, yeah, she goes up to the employee, and she, like, doesn't know how to ask him. And she's like, where can I find things to
kill feline?
No, she's trying to, like, you
she
know, kind
exactly
of
like
dance
mom
around
she's
the
guilty.
Question. So she asks him something along the lines of, where can I find the things for the kittens to go away? And the dude's like, what? Like, he just doesn't understand.
What?
What?
You had to kill a kitten.
No. Oh, he's like, God. What? And she says it again. He still doesn't understand it. So she's like, I have lots of a stray cat, and I want to kill them.
You know what you do? You just call the shelter. They come and get them. You go, hey, my mom's crazy. She's going to murder all these cats. You don't come pick them up. Yeah. They'll be out there. You'll see all these people in their spare time, which really means they're unemployed. And they're no
yeah.
Job.
Volunteering.
And volunteering.
With the asterisk.
Jumping around, diving for these miserable cats that want to murder you back.
Oh God, yeah. It's the worst.
So she figured it was like an inhumane thing to do after a few days, and we didn't really catch anyone. Or any of them. So we just called her.
I feel like you sound disappointed about this rather than excited.
So we called the cats an Uber.
We called our trusty pest control guy, and he sets up cages and whatnot, and he catches like one cat, relocates it. But
drowns it in the pool.
How nasty is that cat in the cage, too?
Probably disgusting.
You pick it up.
Yeah.
So one time we were trying to get rid of a squirrel on our roof when I lived in New Jersey. And my father was so gung-ho on getting this fucking squirrel.
Uh-huh.
So he gets a squirrel trap, but he don't want to kill it.
Uh-huh.
So he puts it on the roof
where
the squirrel hangs out and runs up and down. Like my father, he's very Italian too, he'd be screaming, that fucking squirrel! At the roof of the house. So he's in his suit to go to work, and he sees up in the cage, he got the fucking squirrel.
Hell yeah.
So he's like, yeah! He goes up. When he goes to pick up, he's in dress suit, everything.
Going
he
for
goes
an interview.
To pick it up. Me and the neighbors were just watching him. He picks it up, and my dad's like the 6'4" guy, giant man.
Yeah.
He picks up the squirrel. This thing, he didn't realize, they go fucking in insane. Oh, yeah. And it was a big squirrel.
Oh, yeah.
Darting back and forth in the cage. Jesus. You see him, his suit coach flying. He's like, Jesus, Carol! Like, screaming my mom's name. Almost falls off the roof. He's a fucking squirrel.
Wait, what about the time that your dad had to throw away a bird?
Oh, well, let's center the type of bird.
Yeah. God, no. Birds are ruthless.
Yeah, anything my dogs kill in the yard, my dad, he loves animals. Like, he didn't want to kill the squirrel. He just wanted to move it. But he shamefully has to throw it in the garbage out front. And all the neighbors see it all the time. Yeah. So he's, like, dragging this animal.
And it's a massive bird, right?
From the backyard. Opens the trash can, just drops it in, closes it, shakes his head. Oh. Like, you know how embarrassing it is to drag an animal across your yard and dump it.
You know, I really
can?
Never had that problem. I had a fish once, but
according to Dan, his family's doing it. Like, the whole family's got
a dead apparently
animal.
There's a lot of cats that are dead over there.
Happy dog bowls with the little smiley cats on them. They have the little smiley faces. Like, oh, you're. I
God, it's
you're
like a mouse
feed,
trap,
you're
but like for
feed
cat.
The cats. Oh yeah, something like that. Mass murderer. But anyway, you know what? It's about that time. I think we got to go out tonight.
All right. Thank you for listening, guys. Make sure to follow us on
Snacks
Instagram.
And Milkshake on Instagram. Follow us on iTunes. Give us a like, subscribe,
review.
Go ahead and plug your podcast there, Jessica.
All right. Listen over to Ladies Locker Room. Next week, starting Ladies Locker Room over on Anchor, Spotify, and also on iTunes. So give that a listen. Probably around Thursday, I want to say, is when we're going
to
start going.
But before you listen to them, make sure you go on Guilty by Association and like us and give us a good rating. Did you give us a rating yet?
I actually have. I'm not going to lie.
Did did you leave a review?
Yeah, we love the reviews.
You know, I didn't.
Well, you should leave one and tell Tom to shut up.
Should I put it in Spanish?
I feel bad. Tom's barely talked this entire one.
Yeah, no.
He owes everyone money.
He does not want to owe anyone any shots.
I couldn't say it because it cost me money.
Do you also have an Instagram or anything that you want to plug?
We have not yet, but we will definitely next week that we'll let loose on there and we'll let you guys know over here.
And catch her on what channel?
WFXB, Fox TV over Myrtle Beach.
Great day for the people of the PD.
Next thing you know, she's fired.
For appearing on this podcast where they show the picture of me and you as barn animals. For these two,
guilty.
Couldn't go on my
I was definitely guilty by association up in here tonight.
They couldn't go on my normal Facebook to get a normal fucking photo. They picked me on a cow.
And they also meant to show the cat.
Show the cat.
Oh,
and
no.
Prima Wampus. Or otherwise known as Really Fat Wampus.
Oh, man.
El gato es muy gordo.
El gato es muy domingo.
No, but domingo he said primo earlier, and I thought that he meant cousin, and I was like, oh, your cousin cat? That's kind of weird.
Yeah, no, he meant primo as in hoagies.
Yeah, apparently.
As in good-ass hoagies, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. You got that wah-wah going on. All right.
Primo hoagies in New Jersey.
Thank you.
They have one in Myrtle, too. I could go off on that, but...
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Guilty by Association. We got to go out and go get figgity
fucked up.
All right, Dan, scat us out.
Wait. Follow me on Instagram at Dan Rojas.
No one wants to follow you.
Yeah, they do. I'm hysterical, even though I don't post anything.
Well,
but.
You know what? Follow me, DJ Snacks. SNAXX. Two X's, because if you go with the third, you'll end up on a porn site.
Tom, where can they find you?
Nowhere. I'm vanishing.
This is Guilty by Association.
Once again, thank you for joining us on Guilty by Association. Special thanks to Kate and the Women's Locker Room for coming out and joining us tonight. Also, quick note, we do not murder cats. That is all just for fun. We do not do that. Dan's mom doesn't touch cats or harm them in any way. We love our cats. Just ask Mrs. Wampus how happy she is. Also, once again, follow us on Instagram, Snacks and Milkshake. Go ahead to our promo site, kwalls.shop. Once again, like us on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. can't wait to release our next episode. Everyone, thank you for listening. Guilty by association.